There we go.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to share with you quotes that we received from Senator Menendez, Congressman Payne, and Congressman Rush Holt, that they've all had a chance to see the report, and I just want to start out with that. Senator Menendez said, "The more sunlight is shown on the conditions behind the walls of our detention centers, the more we can ensure that all of our fellow human beings are treated humanely. I commend these groups for taking the initiative to investigate and compile this important report." And Congressman Donald Payne from New Jersey said, "At the end of the day, everyone is a human being who deserves to be treated with fairness and dignity. When that does not happen, it is imperative that we as a society decry the deplorable treatment and sound the clarion call to put a stop to it. I appreciate these hardworking groups that are giving a voice to the voiceless and calling on all stakeholders to take action against the inhumane treatment of those in detention centers." And from Congressman Holt, "The lack of transparency and access to detainees makes it difficult for them to receive due process. I thank these New Jersey immigration advocates for their valuable report and recommendations." And those are the quotes are the reason that we issued this report. We've been working, the American Friends Service Committee has been working on immigration detention issues in New Jersey since 1997. And we work closely with groups that organize visitors to see immigrants who are held in detention. And the report outlines the challenges that visitors, both community-based visitation groups and families, have in actually reaching the people who are locked up inside. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency has a set of standards that are supposed to be complied with by all facilities that contract with them to jail detainees. So in this case, it's a private correction company called Corrections Corporation of America. And then five county jails in New Jersey all have signed contracts with ICE, and they are expected to comply with the detention standards. The detention standards are minimal to begin with, but after this fairly deep, few-month-long investigation that we conducted, we see that virtually no facility fully complies with any of the standards for visitation. In the immigration context, where there is no right to counsel, the lack of ability for people to have contact with members of their family or even with outside visitors who can help them prepare their cases is absolutely devastating. And we've spoken with people who have been in immigration detention who have talked about the importance of having visits. We've talked about family members, talked with family members and community volunteers who have struggled to get inside, who've waited for 2 to 3 hours outside to, you know, have a visit limited to 15 minutes in which you can talk about nothing. So the report has some key findings and that really looks at the challenges faced by visitors and by those who are locked up and makes some recommendations, some that are sort of more long-term and some that are more short-term. I should say the American Friends Service Committee strongly believes that immigration detention is inhumane and unjust. Overall, we are struggling to make that known, that the immigration detention is indefinite, that people often have no due process, they have no right to counsel. But while people are locked up, we think it's absolutely essential that people are able to have contact with the outside world through visitation programs. So there are specific recommendations that are outlined both in the executive summary and then are given in more detail in the report itself. And in particular, one of the things that we're proposing is that Congress repeal the mandatory detention law, which creates a culture that disregards and denigrates humanity and liberty. And this is the only context where people are mandatorily detained without any possible opportunity for release, even if the criminal system has said that they should be released, that they've served their sentence. We're also recommending that Congress should provide detainees with legal counsel. And at the same time, we are recommending that the visitation policies be more generously implemented, that facilities require weekend and holiday visitation opportunities, that they do not create restrictive visitor lists, which limit the number of people who can actually visit a detainee. We should ensure that detained parents have access to contact visits with their families, and that all family members should be able to visit a relative who is detained regardless of their immigration status. So these are just some of the key recommendations, and I think I'll stop there and see if you have any questions.
Just one quick question. You sort of say that, you know, ICE has detention standards that
yes.
these Correction Corporation of America and the five county jails are supposed to abide by, and your investigation finds that they're not abiding by it. And one of the things that you seem to focus on is short visits, inadequate visits, and so on and so forth. What does the detention standard say about the kind of visit a person is entitled to? I mean, you know, is it a 15-minute visit, an hour visit? With regard to the duration of the visit,
what's
the problem?
Detention standard requires a minimum duration of 30 minutes.
Okay.
And it also requires weekend and holiday visitation.
And is there a limited number of times per week or anything like that?
That's not included in the standard, so
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of discretion given to the facilities.
Right.
And that's actually where the breakdown happens.
Mm-hmm. So the detention standard says people ought to be allowed to have a visit on a Saturday or a Sunday.
That's right.
And any visit needs to or should last at least 30 minutes.
Right, that's right.
And your findings were like 15-minute visits and so on and so forth.
Exactly. There's one facility in New Jersey that actually does allow one-hour visits. That's the Elizabeth Detention Center, which is a privately run facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we found across the board that their policies were much more generous.
Are they run by the Correction Corporation?
Yes, Corrections Corporation
mm-hmm.
of America.
Mm-hmm.
The county jails are much more restrictive in their policies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what the report also outlines is that what we've seen is that the county jails see visitation as something that they can use as a sort of additional punitive measure. So they kind of open and close opportunities for visitation as they see fit. The other issue that the report brings out is that the detention standards are not binding law. So even though the facilities may not comply, there's really no redress. You know, there's nowhere to go, and we've been advocating for the government to actually create binding regulations or binding statutes that actually incorporate into law these sort of very general detention standards.
Does ICE have like an inspector general that you can send this report to and
yes,
say that they?
Yes, we will be doing that. We're hand delivering the report to local ICE today, and we'll be sending copies to headquarters, and we'll be sending copies.
Local ICE in Newark or in Philly or where?
In Newark, yeah, sorry. Which has jurisdiction over the jails that are covered in the report. And the jails that are covered are the Elizabeth Detention Facility, Essex County Correctional Facility, Hudson County, and Monmouth County.
Wouldn't that be only four? Essex, Hudson, Monmouth, and Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm sorry. There are four.
Okay.
Sorry about that. There are five contracts. There's also a contract with Bergen County, but we did not include Bergen in the report.
Okay. Why was Bergen excluded?
Resources, and because there have been visitation programs at the Elizabeth Detention Center, Hudson County, there was an active visitation program at Middlesex County. Middlesex County ended their contract with ICE, and the people who were visiting in Middlesex were following the detainees who were moved out of Middlesex, and they were moved to Hudson, Essex, and Monmouth. So really just, you know, in terms of capacity, our capacity to do the work, and also where visitors have been going is why we limited it.
Amy, do you want to give out a phone number for you? I've got the report. I haven't read it all, obviously, and I appreciate
sure.
this opportunity to talk to you, but you know, just in order to have a number for you if I need to get back.
Sure, it's
917-494-6415. Great. That's it for me in terms of questions. So.
Great.
Thank you,
Thank
Michael.
You.
Appreciate it.
You,
Amy, you hang around a little bit longer for
yep.
me, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you. Please stand by.